नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 एंड 34। आमयो यश्च भूतानां जायते येन सुव्रत तदेव याम्यं मयं द्रव्यं न पुनाति चिकित्सितम् एवं नणां क्रियायोगः सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवः त एवात्मा विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परेः। आमयो यश्च भूतानां जायते येन सुव्रत तदेव ह्यं अयं द्रव्यं न पुनाति चिकित्सितम् एवं नणां क्रियायोगः
सर्वे संस्कृति हेतवः
त एवात्मा विनाशाय कल्पन्ते कल्पिता परे। आमयः
डिसीजेस
यः च व्हाटएवर भूतानां
ऑफ
द लिविंग बीइंग
जायते
बिकम पॉसिबल
येन
बाय द एजेंसी सुव्रत ओ गुड सोल तत् दैट एव वेरी ही सर्टनली आमयम दिस इज द्रव्यम थिंग न
डज इट नॉट
पुनाति
पुनाति
क्योर
चिकित्सितम
ट्रीटेड विथ
एवं
एवं दस नणाम ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग क्रिया योगा ऑल एक्टिविटीज सर्वे एवरीथिंग संस्कृति मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस हेतवः कॉजेस ते दैट एव सर्टनली आत्मा द ट्री ऑफ वर्क विनाशाय किलिंग कल्पन्ते बिकम कॉम्पिटेंट कल्पिता डेडिकेटेड परे अंटू द ट्रांसेंडेंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। ओ गुड सोल डज नॉट ए थिंग अप्लाइड थेरापेटिकली क्योर ए डिसीज विच वॉज कॉज बाय दैट वेरी सेम थिंग। दस when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. Please repeat. O good soul. Does not a thing, applied therapeutically, cure a disease, which was caused, by that very same thing.
Thus,
when all a man's activities, are dedicated, to the service of the Lord,
those very activities,
which caused his perpetual bondage, become the destroyer, of the tree of work. An expert physician treats his patient with a therapeutic diet. For example, milk preparation sometimes causes disorder of the bowels, but the very same milk converted into curd and mixed with some other remedial ingredients cures such disorders. Similarly, the threshold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized, just as by fire iron is made red hot and thereby the action of the fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of spiritual success. We cannot try to lord it over the material nature, nor should we reject material things. The best way to make the best use of a bad bargain is to use everything in relation with the Supreme Spiritual Being. Everything is an emanation from the Supreme Spirit, and by his inconceivable power, he can convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit. Therefore, a material thing is at once turned into a spiritual force by the great will of the Lord. The necessary condition for such a change is to employ so-called matter in the service of the spirit. That is the way to treat our material diseases and elevate ourselves to the spiritual plane where there is no misery, no lamentation and no fear. When everything is thus employed in the service of the Lord, we can experience that there is nothing except the Supreme Brahman. The Vedic mantra that everything is Brahman is thus realized by us. Fruitive work which has perpetually engaged the living being is compared to the banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita, for it is certainly very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for enjoying the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body to or place to another, according to one's nature of work. The propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. By doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. Here the word Atma indicates the categories of all fruitive work. The conclusion is that when the result of all fruitive and other work is devoted with the service of the Lord, it will cease to generate further karma and will gradually develop into transcendental devotional service, which will not only cut off completely the root of banyan tree of work, but will also carry the performer to the lotus feet of the Lord. The summary is that one has to, first of all, seek the association of pure devotees who not only are learned in the Vedanta, but are self-realized souls and unalloyed devotees of Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. In that association, the neophyte devotees must render loving service physically and mentally without reservation. This service attitude will induce the great souls to be more favorable in bestowing their mercy, which injects the neophyte with all the transcendental qualities of the pure devotees. Gradually, this is developed into a strong attachment to hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which makes him able to catch up the constitutional position of the cross and subtle bodies, and beyond them, the knowledge of pure soul and his eternal relation with the Supreme Soul, the personality of God. After the relation is ascertained by establishment of the eternal relation, pure devotional service to the Lord begins gradually developing into perfect knowledge of the personality of God, beyond the purview of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. By such Purushottam Yoga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is made perfect even during the present corporeal existence, and one exhibits all the good qualities of the Lord to the highest percentage. Such is the gradual development by association of pure devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Amayo Yascha Bhutanam Jayate Yena Subrata Tadeva Hya Mayam Dravyam Na Punati Chikitsitam Evam Nanam Kriya Yogaha Sarve Sansrati Hetavaha Ta Evatma Vinashaya Kalpante Kalpita Hapare. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? Thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So Narada Muni is continuing from the previous shloka where he talked about how to cure, what is the best remedial measure for removing all troubles. And now he is just giving a wonderful example, analogy, you know, that when some disease is there, that the same ingredients are used to cure the disease in a different way. Prabhupada talks about yogurt. You know, yogurt is used when there is a dysentery and thing like that, you know, buttermilk, yogurt. The same way when there is a snake bite, that can be cured by only some, what they call it? Snake venom. And so, of course, this is the first one is just, you know, giving a, like a synopsis, a little idea how to do it. And then next one he takes and says that the same way as the thing which caused the disease can cure the disease, the same way the thing which caused us bondage, you know, what is that thing caused us bondage? That's the question we should ask. Our desire to lord over the material world, that caused the whole thing, you know. Not material world as to start with. We didn't know at that time that there is something called material world when we were with Krishna. But he just wanted to be independent. We wanted to be, you know, Krishna himself. We wanted to enjoy because he's the only enjoyer. So we said, oh, let me also enjoy. And then Krishna granted that and he created this whole world. And that is, the moment he created that and when he enter here, then we are bound. We are bound by the rope. Then we act under the three modes of material nature and the kala, the time, and things start happening. So now, how do you get out of this? So that's what Narada is saying, that you use the same activities which cause the bondage. Only thing is, so if you do the same activity, then everybody else should be liberated. No. You spiritualize that first. That activity, all that is required is you dedicate it to whom? To the service of the Lord. Kriya Yoga Sarve Sansrati Hetava. Kriya Yoga. All activities. To whom? To the Supreme Lord. Once we do that, I mean, this is again, you know, we are reading it again and again and again, right? So powerfully emphasized. And Srila Prabhupada has taken so much pain to write long purports, you know. And does he speak something new? Yes. Does he speak something old? Yes. I mean, he just talks about, I mean, how many times he says Supreme Personality of God? In the same purport, Because he wants to us to understand that there is no other way. And that's why he talks like that. And then he says that by Purushottam Yoga, which is the chapter 15, where, you know, this banyan tree is discussed. Banyan tree with the roots up, the tree down. I remember one particular devotee when he was explaining this verse in the 15th chapter. He glorified Krishna for one thing, and he says Krishna was a great orator. And then he gave the qualities of the orator. He says, you know, an orator, speaker, a good speaker should catch the attention of the student in the very first few minutes or the very first sentence he speaks, can make or break things. And he gave the example of same thing. He says, now Krishna has come to the 14th chapter, is over, he's come to 15th. It's like Arjuna is already there for almost, you know, half an hour. So he says, now, unless Krishna says something which can keep Arjuna awake, because, you know, sometimes you drag, and then in the class also, you see, if you start dragging, then, you know, people start dozing. So Krishna gave this startling statement. There's a tree with the roots up. So Arjuna immediately, what that? Okay, because, you know, you something going against your conditioned soul thinking, you know. Because we are conditioned to see the trees as roots down and branches up. And here there's a tree. Roots up, branches down. Okay, there must be something. So come on now, let me hear, you know. So he says, this is Krishna's trick of getting attention of Arjuna. Give a controversial statement. Like when he told Arjuna, you are a pandita but acting like a stupid moron, you know, like. So Arjuna immediately, why is calling me this, you know, and then he wants to hear. Of course, we can do it only within our own limitation. Krishna is Krishna. Like Prabhupada said so many things controversial to people. But nobody bothered. I mean, nobody challenged him or nobody said anything. So same way, this is just a way to make you understand. You know, like even in Bhagavatam, you know, suddenly this comes that, oh, the item which created the problem can solve the problem also. So again, the formula is this. What is the formula? Just change, transform your consciousness. Simple. There is no other formula. Keep doing what you are doing. Transform your consciousness. Bring Krishna into your life. Work around him. And like here the word dovetail. I love that word dovetail. Because I work with dovetail. Have you seen dovetail?
Singer?
Have you seen dovetail?
Dovetail? Have you seen it?
Because we use that word dovetail many times, you know, dovetail our activities into Krishna consciousness. Mm. So I've seen it. Mm. It's like, you know, I can't draw here, but it's in the machines, the big lathes and all machines, when there is a slide, there are rails and there is a slide. And the slide is made in such a way that it has to go on the rails. It can't go anywhere else. And that is called as dovetail. Mm. So in other words,
it's called a dovetail?
Dovetail, yeah.
Dovetail,
you know, like it's just there's a track. So this devotional service is like a track. Mm. Okay? And our activities are like the engine or the slide. So now if you're fixed on the track properly, you know, then when you are going forward, you'll not go here and there. It won't allow you to go. You know, dovetail is which doesn't allow you to go elsewhere. Otherwise, you know, suppose there is only two slides are there and, I mean, the two rails are there and slide, there is no dovetail, then the train can fall off and anything can happen. Mm. That's what happens to us. So dovetailing means just getting fixed to that path of devotion. That is called dovetailing. That means everything you do, like yesterday in our higher test, you know, there were big crowd. People had to wait for getting their stuff. But when they were eating and, you know, when they were discussing with them, and they say it's very nice. And he says, why it is nice? And they, of course, they won't understand. So they say, oh, somebody made it. I said, no, because Krishna ate it first. And when I told them that, and then they, oh, okay, oh, yeah. Oh, is it prasad? Oh, no, no. So totally transforms your whole consciousness. So that's the whole idea. You know, we just tell them every day now, hey, this is what you're eating is not food. So the point is that, you know, you just use all your activities in Krishna service, as simple as that. How many times Prabhupada has explained, you know, how different people should use their services in a different way. Okay, so we'll stop here. You have some comment?
No.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.